These are the Barah Ministry announcements for November 12th, 2017. Happy birthday to Cindy Christensen up in the Pacific Northwest. Her birthday is tomorrow.
Hey.
She's 29 years old. Nobody. We don't get older. We just get better. Next Deacons Meeting, November 18th, 2017. That's next Saturday. Mark your calendars. We visit the vets on December 17th. And that's our Christmas celebration with the vets. Please, deacons, make a note to take if you have faith. We haven't given them that yet, have we? Yeah, so we need to take that as part of the Christmas package. And be there at 2:15, please. It's really important that we're on time for things. No lessons on December 3rd and December 31st. And I was thinking that June might want to have a concert on December 3rd, and I could have put together an abbreviated lesson. I want to teach you something about prayer, so I might have an abbreviated lesson on prayer on that day, and then you could have a concert and sing Christmas songs and all your other songs. Because this morning I said, Alexa, play June Murphy's album, and you know, it was play the You Ran After Me album. And I thought, man, there are a lot of songs that you have that you just don't sing very often, and people might like to hear those. So consider that, would you please? Consider it an order. And definitely a lesson on December 31st, even if the week before I happen to be going to the Northwestern Wildcats bowl game, which they will be in, something cool. Well, yeah, so the ones where I'm saying there are no lessons, that really is a it means I won't be there. But what I might do is put up I'm definitely putting up lessons for those times. And then maybe people would be willing to come and listen to you sing as well. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, some Christmas chat. Thank you for putting it in terms that she would understand. And January 8th, 2021 is my 13th anniversary as a pastor. And 13's always kind of, thank you very much, thank you. And my 13's always been kind of a lucky number for me because I was born on April 13th. So I was thinking that my 13th anniversary as a pastor might be the perfect time to open the facility, not our new facility. But that happens to be a Friday, so it would have to be the following Sunday. And no, we're not taking Heather Lettermoser's suggestion that we do it on the 27th of January because it's her birthday, because I don't know exactly what we would be celebrating her for when she didn't do this building. You know what I mean? So, you know, if there was. Now, on the other hand, if you figure out a way to give a sizable contribution to that building, we just might move it to the 27th. But anyway, so what is prayer? Well, it's a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ asking the Lord for blessings that the Lord already set aside a billion years ago. See, God isn't coming up with things as we go along. He already set everything in place in a single decree. And creating you was one of the things he decreed. And knowing your whole life is something that he absolutely did, because he's omniscient, he knows all the knowable. And he knew everything that you would need. He knew you would be a believer in Christ. And he put aside a whole host of blessings for you in eternity past. And all you have to do in prayer is go ask for them. And it's very much like what happens if you have HBO. You know, if you have HBO, you pay for programming. Now, you don't program HBO. You don't select the programs. The programs have been selected for you, and they're always available every day, and there's a list of what those things are that are available to you every day. And if you want those things, you just have to tune in and get them. Prayer is exactly like that. And the only difference is that God doesn't give us a list. But there are definitely things that have been set aside for every eventuality in your life that he knew about, and you have to go get them with prayer. And one of the things that I would like you to go get in prayer is to ask the Father to help us see where he planted the funding and the operating capital and the people to make this dream of ours the same reality it is for the Lord, because it has already occurred as far as the Lord is concerned, and this will be something that will be revealed to us at the proper time. So I'm going to keep talking to you about this new home and keep asking you to do things. Just something came to mind last night as I was thumbing through Facebook. There was a young lady on this thing called GoFundMe, I think it's called. And she was asking for $100,000, and she was at 78. Now, if GoFundMe works, why can't we GoFundMe? Why can't we ask people to fund the $28,000 we need to do the feasibility study and see what happens? So somebody in the congregation should take that on as a project, in my mind. And can't hurt. Might help. There are a lot of really interesting ways to generate funding these days. And funding is not a bad word. And when you're trying to put together a facility that's going to mean so much to so many people, it's definitely not a bad word. So some of your creative thoughts in making that dream a reality would be wonderful. So those are the Barah Ministry announcements for November 13th. Hang on. Say again? Or November 12th. Yeah, I guess I'm fixated on 13.